Politicians interested in running for president are, yes, already traipsing through the cornfields of Iowa and the snowbanks of New Hampshire, even though Election Day 2020 is 1,033 days away. Nevertheless, there are some interesting names and some interesting trends to note about President Trump's popularity. So let's check in on those two states. Joining us, O.K. Henderson, news director at Radio Iowa. Kay, welcome back.
Good day.
We're also joined by Paul Steinhauser, political director at NH1 in New Hampshire. Hi there, Paul.
Thank you. Great to join you. Thanks.
Okay, so let's talk about the next presidential election. Seems like we just got through the last one. But I want to start in Iowa because President Trump won Iowa just last year, 51-41 against Hillary Clinton. So, Kay, I mean, what's the president's popularity in the state right now?
The Iowa poll, a well-respected poll, has indicated that he is under 50% here. He did hold a campaign-style rally here in June. The entire Iowa GOP hierarchy is fully in the Trump camp. There really aren't any alternate voices in the never-Trump camp among the top Republicans in the state. The only never Trump voices that we hear are people like Ben Sasse from Nebraska, who comes to Iowa to give speeches occasionally.
Okay. So the Iowa Republican establishment then still fully aligned with the president. But you mentioned that poll. So, I mean, do we have a sense as to what Republican voters in Iowa are feeling?
Yes, I think there is some trepidation among Republicans heading into 2018. Iowa Democrats at the local level have been winning in districts at the legislative level, where President Obama had double digit and significant victories in the, you know, in the range of 20% and 30%. And Democrats have been winning a few scattered special elections here for open seats in the legislature. So Democrats seem to be energized by these results. Republicans appear to be girding themselves for 2018, hoping to sort of bounce off of what happened at the federal level with tax reform and enact tax cuts at the state level. And so we'll see how that plays with voters.
All right. Well, let's just jump over to New Hampshire then, because, of course, the 2016 election story there was quite different. Hillary Clinton only narrowly won the Granite State by less than 1% over Donald Trump. So, Paul, what's the polling saying about how New Hampshire voters feel about President Trump now?
Yes, the president is well underwater here in just about every public opinion poll that's come out over the last couple of months. The most recent, just over the holidays, was one by American Research Group. Maybe not the most accurate, but they had the president at just 27% approval rating. Even among Republicans, it was 60%, which should be a lot higher if you're an incumbent president. So he still has a lot of strong supporters here. Remember, this was the state that gave him his first victory in the New Hampshire primary on his way to winning the nomination and then the White House. But unlike Iowa, the president has not been back here, not once in the year, almost the year now that he's been in office. He still has a lot of strong core supporters here, but overall, Democrats in this state are energized. They did well in a lot of special state house elections. They did well in our municipal elections in November, and they're kind of pumped right now. And, you know, they're angry at the president, and they're looking forward to voting in 2018 in the midterms.
Okay, so who's been making appearances in New Hampshire and Iowa that might be raising some eyebrows? Kay, let's start with you.
Well, he has not set foot here, but New Jersey's Cory Booker met with delegates to the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, and he has, in previous interactions with Iowans, mentioned that he has an Iowa connection in that he has grandparents who started their lives here in Iowa. What's interesting to me is that you haven't had, you know, Senator Harris, you haven't had Senator Gillibrand come here. You haven't had some of the, you know, the big city mayor, Bill de Blasio was here and he said he wasn't running. But L.A. mayor has, you know, indicated that he's very interested. He has yet to come. So coming to Iowa really puts a flag in the ground, if you will. And there are some folks who've been here that, if I say their names, not many listeners may know who they are. A fellow by the name of John Delaney. He's a Maryland congressman. He's been to Iowa and to see you in New Hampshire, I think, 90 times. in the past year.
We actually have a clip of him. He's a Maryland congressman, Democrat. He told the Concord Monitor in New Hampshire that he is going to be visiting New Hampshire a lot.
Across 2018, we're shooting for 2 times a month to be here on the ground, doing what's most important, which is listening to voters and giving them a chance to know who I am, how I've lived my life, what I've done with my life, where I come from, and how I think about things.
So, Paul, talk to us about the early ground game going on in New Hampshire.
It is well underway here. That was my interview with Delaney back in November. And yeah, you know, he's actually declared he's running for president, unlike everybody else who says, well, maybe not. Not well known at all. And that's probably why he needs to come up here every other week just about and to Iowa as well, because he's barely known outside of his district. We've had Jason Kander, the former Missouri Secretary of State, another person most people will never have heard of. He's the founder of Let America Vote, a pro-voting rights group. He's been here 6 times. He's coming back. A couple of names people will remember. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. He ran in 2016. He's already made 3 trips to New Hampshire over the past year.
Wow.
Bernie Sanders. He's been here twice already. Not, you know, listen, if you're in Vermont, it's pretty easy to come to New Hampshire. And Vice President Joe Biden has been here as well. And you were talking about Mayor Garcetti. He did make the long flight from L.A. here to New Hampshire. We've had one Republican here, John Kasich. He came here last April on his book tour. He's probably going to come back later this winter or early in the spring.
Kay, has the Ohio governor, John Kasich, has he been to Iowa recently?
He has not been to Iowa recently, but a fellow named James Lankford, who's an Oklahoma senator, gave a widely acclaimed speech to a group of 600 conservatives here. Tom Cotton has been here. Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina has been here. And Iowa's own Joni Ernst went down to South Carolina and gave a speech at a big event down there. So you do have some activity, sort of underground activity, if you will, on the Republican side. From Ohio, though, we saw Congressman Tim Ryan. And there's another reason that people come to New Hampshire and they come to Iowa. It's because they have other ambitions in Washington, D.C. Tim Ryan had challenged Nancy Pelosi for a leadership of House Democrats.
Right.
Sometimes people run for president not to run for president.
That makes me think of another Democratic congressman who's recently visited Iowa, Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, who actually supported Ryan over Nancy Pelosi for Democratic leadership in the House. He was in Iowa last September. We got a little tape here about what he had to say about his own party.
We've got to get back in touch with those voters that we have lost. Because the reality is that a lot of Americans feel left behind, not just by the Republicans, but by our party and by our country.
Kay, you very kindly gave us that tape. So what do you make of Seth Moulton in Iowa?
I think he hopes that his resume may resonate with people. He seemed to try to be emulating sort of the Barack Obama fresh face, new way for the party forward mantra for folks. But you know, he's going to be crowded out, especially if I think this idea of the, you know, Harvey Weinstein year of 2017 sort of continues. You're going to see people clamoring for some of the women in this field to sort of make their case that it's time to, again, nominate a woman for president.
Huh. And your thoughts on that, Paul?
Yeah, no, I think Kay makes a great point. We haven't seen Kirsten Gillibrand, who's been getting a lot of buzz. We haven't seen Elizabeth Warren even come over the border from Massachusetts to come up here yet.
Well, and the other thing you can't calculate is somebody vaulting into a position of national prominence because of some story we don't yet know about. And at this point, I'm thinking of somebody like a Virginia Senator Mark Warner. He is in a position of leadership on the Senate Intelligence Committee. If they become a central player in some sort of Mueller play that, you know, draws out through 2018, he could vault into the mind's eye of a lot of people as a potential presidential contender. And I think Iowans and the residents of New Hampshire will do what they always do, winnow the field.
Kay Henderson, news director at Radio Iowa, it's always great to have you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the invitation.
And Paul Steinhauser, political director at NH1 in New Hampshire, great to have you as well.
Thanks, Magda.